Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
9 minutes it is, till 5 o'clock this Tuesday morning. It's time to enjoy some bubbles, some Cup Classic bubbles. Alison Foat, travel and lifestyle writer with Cape Town Diva, joining me on the line now. Alison, lovely to have you in the morning.
Good morning. It's definitely too early for bubbles, but let's just talk about it, shall we?
It is midday somewhere in the world, Alison. What can all is have? Cape Town and the Western Cape and the region is well known, of course, for its bubbles. And the Cape Central Valley Tourism Initiative has decided, let's celebrate this wonderful, wonderful gem.
Yes. So I recently was privy to this interesting information. I went on a little bubbly about with John Loebscher from Silverthorn and Peter Pereira of Cup Classic SA and Graham Beck. And basically, they took us 2 days across these different producers. And what they've decided to do, which I think is fantastic, in May this year, the tourism entities of this region, which is where I live in McGregor, the Langeberg Municipal Region, decided it was time for a spot of reinvention and decided it was good to unify the towns of Robertson, McGregor, Montague, Bonnievale, and Ashton is the last one, under one sort of destination umbrella. So it's quite new. It's barely out the starting blocks, but I think it's going to be a solid boost for the tourism economy. And what they plan to do is not only showcase these bubbly producers, once known as the Magnificent Seven, but I believe there's an eighth joining that little group, showcase what's happening there on the ground with Cup Classic development and growth, and at the same time promote what's already happening in tourism as different activities and things to do in those five towns and all the little spots in between, in and around. So it's actually quite fabulous.
So what's on offer? So if Africa Milani decides to take some friends to the valley, what am I going to experience?
Well, you're going to get hold of one of the farms. Presumably, you could start with someone like Silverthorn Wines, and they would give you the lowdown on the different routes. I've got it all on my blog, so you can see the map is being created. This is still very much a work in progress. The website isn't even up yet. And there's all these little Cup Classic producers are very, very closely connected. So some within 10 to 20 minutes between each other, if you're taking a road trip, which is a classic thing to do, since Route 62 is the kind of vein that anchors this little region. I mean, it's one of the most famous wine routes, longest wine routes in the world, and this little Cape Central Valley hub incorporates 80 kilometers of that. So in between stopping, say you want to go into my village, you go up to Lord's Wines, you decide, okay, great, you'll spend a few hours in the village, you might visit the donkey sanctuary, you might be here in time for the poetry festival, and then you're going to move on and you're going to go and down to John Loebscher's side where Silverthorn is. You're going to go to Veltevreden, and you're going to stop off in at Bon Courage and Robertson. And there's so much to do. It's such an underrated little town. And I think that's what's fantastic about this initiative is it really does re-spotlight little stops that people might have forgotten about, little gems that sometimes get overshadowed by the bigger towns in the region. I mean, you've got Montague, which is a big thing now, but sort of the town of the year through that KFM competition, they won it. And so there's tons to do there. You can jump into a Cadillac at the Montague Country Hotel and go visiting all sorts of areas. You can tipple on your way, stop and do wine tastings. There's really loads to do. You can fly in if you want. There's an airstrip in Robertson. Who knew? Me, only like 2 days ago. So there's so much, but I think what they're using the Cup Classic producers and the different wine farms as sort of like an anchor to promote everything else at the same time. Just making it tighter, this as I said before, destination umbrella, and to lure people in, as we say, to follow the bubble or be led by the bubble. Each one is the same and as marvelous and see what's cooking on this side of the Western Cape and this sort of central area. That's a beautiful location. I'm sure you know that.
No, without a doubt. We have this in Stellenbosch, in Constantia, in Franschhoek, where wines that are produced in those areas are named to come from that place. The Cape Central Valley is also looking at name origins now.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, what I've understood that the Cape Central Valley name is actually linked to the historical and geographic importance of the region. Inspired by this railway line that was apparently built in the late 1800s, called the Cape Central Railway Company. So that is a line that serviced Worcester to Ashton, I think mostly for freight, and still is used for that. But now there's a chap called Derek de Toya, who I believe is very heavily involved with Elgin Railway. And fortuitously, he's now the heading up the whole Robertson Wine Collective and Robertson Tourism. And he's on this mission to revive this Mossel Bay Robertson route. And, you know, vintage rail is so cool. It's such a thing, no matter your age. And I think once it's up and running, I'm not quite sure on when exactly, but again, this is easy to find out, sort of a little bit of press release going out about it. But it could really lift the whole area even further and pop Robertson into the forefront as and sort of lead a tourism destination in this hub of this collective of interesting little towns that have got so much to offer. And of course, as I said, it's Cap Cassique region. It's beautiful Chardonnay region. You know, you've got the Wetzhof and all these incredible wine farms. And it's all of that is just burgeoning and continuing to grow. And I love that wine is linking so tightly with tourism so that they all have something special to offer. The one doesn't overshadow the other, but they're sort of like this beautiful symbiosis. And, you know, we're just pushing local tourism hard at the moment. Certainly, things are opening up, but it's just stunning to road trip, jump in the car, hit the Google Maps and discover and follow that bubble.
And thank you very much for helping us to discover and to follow that bubble. You can read all about it, of course, by going to capetowndiva.com. It's literally the lead interview. Cape Central Valley, follow the bubble with a beautiful picture of some bubbles in a flute and some wonderful glassware, actually, in the lighting in the background. Read more about the Cape Central Valley and what you can offer or what you can experience there, rather, should you take up the offer.